Continued warm weather is keeping bears at lower elevations and along roadways. Next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman, I'm Ray Hageman. Stay tuned. As warmer weather prompts increased bear activity, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department urges outdoor recreationists and homeowners to take preventative measures to avoid conflicts with bears. Residents and recreationists within grizzly and black bear country are reminded to secure all potential bear attractants. This includes properly storing garbage, pet and livestock feed, and birdseed. Barbecue grills should be cleaned and stored inside a garage or shed whenever feasible. These actions will help prevent bears from being drawn to residential areas and campsites. Be sure to visit the Game and Fish website to learn more about securing attractants. Game and Fish wants to minimize human carnivore conflicts and requests the public promptly report any bear conflicts or sightings of bears in residential areas to their local Game and Fish office. Brian DeBolt, Game and Fish Large Carnivore Conflict Coordinator, says timely reporting of bear conflicts and sightings in residential areas is invaluable to our efforts in minimizing human carnivore interactions. He says this information allows us to proactively address potential issues and ensure the safety of both the public and bears. Those recreating in bear country should be aware of potential encounters by carrying bear defense and being alert. Avoid surprises by hiking in groups, making noise, and learning to identify signs of bear activity, including tracks, scat, and diggings. Steer clear of areas with carcasses or scavenging birds, as bears may stay near a carcass to defend it. Commercially available EPA-approved bear spray is an effective deterrent if confronted by a bear. More resources and information on how to react during an encounter with a bear is on the Game and Fish website. Appreciating the sight of a grizzly or black bear comes with the responsibility of following ethical wildlife viewing and photography practices, as well as traffic regulations. This is essential for preserving the natural behavior of bears and protecting human safety. Ensure your safety and that of bears by practicing ethical viewing. Follow traffic laws, maintain a 100-yard distance at least from large carnivores like bears and wolves, avoid disturbing them, and never feed wildlife or allow access to food. DeBolt says we ask that everyone be good stewards of wildlife and not contribute to bears becoming habituated to human presence. He says your actions could result in them being needlessly injured or killed, as other bears have. Approaching or blocking bears can lead to dangerous conflicts and habituate them to humans and traffic. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.